And 6:06, it is partly cloudy, 75 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed to 87 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. With lawsuits filed over the repeal of Common Core, the State Board of Education tables a proposal to draft new standards for the classroom. The board took the action at its meeting yesterday. With the new school year just 2 months away, what are schools to teach? Outgoing State School Superintendent Janet Barisi addressed that during yesterday's meeting.
The best guidance we can give is that this was a law passed as a result of the will of the state of Oklahoma and our legislature and signed by our governor. That law is in place right now. That law is very specific and speaks directly to school districts.
The law calls for schools to revert to standards taught prior to the adoption of Common Core. The constitutionality of the repeal is before the state Supreme Court. Central Oklahoma residents are voicing concern about a swarm of earthquakes that has shaken that region in recent months. Residents met with state lawmakers and regulators last night to discuss whether hydraulic fracturing for oil and gas is causing the earthquakes. Well, since that meeting, there has been one earthquake near Langston. It came in at 3.4. The Mental Health Association of Tulsa celebrates its new statewide mission with an open house. It has been renamed the Mental Health Association of Oklahoma and now has facilities in Oklahoma City. Director Mike Bros says this all came about very rapidly when the Mental Health Association of Central Oklahoma closed.
We were approached by the United Way of Central Oklahoma and by some of the other community leaders in Oklahoma City area if we would be willing to take over their Sunbridge program and their King's King program that the former organization operated.
An open house was held in Tulsa yesterday afternoon to celebrate the expansion. Another public meeting on public safety in the Brookside area last night. This follows this month's string of sexual assaults here in Tulsa. Two of the attacks out of the six have been in the Brookside area. A new report shows the Hispanic population in Tulsa continuing to boom. Hispanics are now the largest minority in Tulsa County. Along with that is the expansion of Latino business. Hispanic community activist Ed Martinez is not surprised.
Until we get to immigration reform, I think in some cases, some of these guys are doing this out of survival. Just because if you can't get a traditional job because you don't have the documents, you'll start your own business, whether that's a landscaping business or whatever.
The Hispanic population in Tulsa is now estimated at just over 72,000. Well, it was evident yesterday, soccer fever is alive and well here in Tulsa.
A boisterous crowd gathers at Fassler Hall in downtown Tulsa to watch and cheer as the U.S. takes on Germany. Fassler is a German-themed beer hall, but almost everybody there is for the Americans. Jim O'Connor is vice president of operations for the group that owns Fassler. He says there's as much or more interest in World Cup soccer as there was in the Olympics.
I think I grew up, I know my wife grew up playing it. All of my friends, I think, played soccer at one point in their lives. So I think people really appreciate the game much more than the generation before them did.
Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The U.S. lost to Germany 1-0 yesterday, but still advances into what's being called the knockout round since Portugal beat Ghana. Our weather forecast, no air quality problems today for Tulsa. Windy and warm with a high of 87. Breezy and mild tonight, 74 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a hit or miss thunderstorm and a high of 88. Now at 6:10, mostly cloudy and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.